And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher right there out of Fisherman's Landing in our studio here. It's going to be a great show. We're talking some tuna here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup map and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's going to be a great day. What good timing to have Captain Art in here with his crazy fishing going on. This is going to be a good show.
I mean, this fishing right now is, I mean, what do you call it? Epic? World class? I mean, how do you label it?
Wow. Well, you just said it. You just said it. Yeah. Yeah. It's world class for sure. I mean, you get an opportunity to catch a fish of a lifetime. So
Multiple opportunities. Right?
Multiple opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's going on with the searcher right now?
We're on a 3-day trip right now out there at Tanner Bank, and Mike had a pretty good day yesterday and had some fish in the dark there night before last. The weather kind of changed a little. And so it's a little choppy out there right now. So I don't think it was the best drifting weather last night. But there's still just tremendous sign of fish. It's crazy how much. I think every bluefin tuna that's in Southern California bite is at Tanner Bank right now. So.
Pretty unreal. Now, I got a text from Harold Davis this morning that they're catching lots of bluefin tuna 3 miles off of Cambria, up off of that area, the Central Coast.
Doesn't surprise me.
So there's a spread of fish that's just pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The only problem up there is they don't have the Everingham brothers, so they have to make their own bait. So that's always a challenge, right?
When the searcher came in from their previous trip, and the guy's getting ready for the trip that's out there right now. I know Steve Carson, a good friend of the show, is on the boat. And he came into the shop, and he just was shaking his head. He goes, I don't know if I or we are ready for what just came back from the searcher. And you poke your head outside, you look outside, and just the number of fish over 100 pounds was staggering. Like, there's no way that could have happened from a three-day voyage. It was really cool.
Yeah. Get a lot of fishing in this on a three-day right now, right?
Yeah. Boy, the fishing time, it's... with the nighttime element that's involved, there's a lot of chances, a lot of time at the rail. If you can hang in there, I mean, it's a long day at the rail, and then you got a few hours at night, and there's lots of opportunity, good opportunity.
Yeah. So what's the trick? What do we need to bring? When are we fishing? How are we fishing? What's the methodology?
Well, the past couple trips during the day, it's been, 30 and 40 pound mono with fluorocarbon and a smaller hook, and fly line of sardine has been, during the day, that's been...
How small a hook?
Well, it's like a 1-0 circle, 2-0 circle, small.
Okay.
And, one of the things that we do is... if you're using a 3-0 or a 4-0 circle hook and you're not getting a bite, rather than going down in line flask, just go down in hook size.
Okay.
And you can use if you use a smaller J hook, then a lot of times that smaller J hook gets hooked in the corner of the mouth, and so it almost acts like a circle hook. So
yeah.
That's kind of what's happening with daytime fishing, and then nighttime fishing, those knife, flat fall knife jigs that we've been talking about now for the past few years, or, with 80 or 100 pound test. And don't forget to make sure that it's got a heavy monofilament leader on it, that's 36 inches long, 200 pounds.
Chafe leader.
Yeah, 200 pound leader.
Yeah.
With a swivel, and that way you're not, you're kind of taking the whole bite off thing out of the equation. So
sure.
Yeah.
You've been rolling through those at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, those knife jigs, right?
As fast as we can possibly get hooks on them and heavy rings on them, and that is just the way, that you catch them at nighttime, and they've been so effective, and it's just something that not all of us. It's not the way that we've been catching them for years, so not everybody has a, big old jig that's the size of a paper towel tube with giant hooks hanging off of it. It's just not something that we all have, so a lot of people have been stocking it. But, yeah, we have a bunch of different brands and sizes and styles, the Sea Falcons, the Shimano-branded flat-sided butterfly jigs, the flat falls, and then also the rip rollers and jig paras, just a bunch. Yeah, we've got a bunch of that kind of stuff, a lot of variety.
So it's not that you need that long jig. I mean, standard flat fall, heavy flat falls will still get bit.
Sure.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So it's just a matter of getting the right jig with the right hooks and the right leader down in their face.
To the right depth, yeah.
So how do you know how deep they are?
Well, we're in the wheelhouse looking at the fathom meter, and so we're making an announcement how many feet they are.
Oh, okay.
And then the trick of, marking your spectra. I think that's key, so that you know how deep your jig is.
Okay.
That's
important.
That's very important.
Yeah.
And the other method that we, if it's conditions are right and there's a breeze, then we're putting a kite up and hooking those bigger ones on flying fish.
On dead flyers. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting.
It is exciting,
yeah. Because then you get them on big tackle, right?
Yeah, then you get them on big tackle,
What are some of the failures you're seeing with anglers on the searcher?
That's a good question,
I mean, people that just are having opportunities and not taking advantage of it.
I think that we talk about this, we preach this all the time about, you know, using the crew as a resource. And, yeah, maybe you go out five times a year or something like that, but, you know, real-time info that the crew had from last trip is something that you need to seek out. You need, I mean, they're there and giving a seminar on what worked last trip, but, you know, not talking to the crew and using that resource is just it's a mistake.
That's a mistake. Totally. No matter how experienced you are.
Exactly, because there's just that one little tidbit that they might pass on. You know, maybe there's an opportunity where, you know, one method that I forgot to mention is sinker rig with a sardine. And there are times when, you know, a live bait on a sinker rig and 80 or 100-pound test at night can be the ticket. Maybe it worked, you know, just the night before or something
right.
like that.
Right.
And so, you know, using the crew as a resource of information is just invaluable. Those guys know what they're doing, and they're there all the time, and so they have real-time information that they can pass on to everybody. And, you know, if you're not taking advantage of that, then you're missing out.
Missing out, yeah. That's a good call. So when you're fishing a sinker rig, you want to fish it on heavy tackle, 80, 100-pound.
Well, at night, sure.
At night, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you fishing the sinker rig during the day, too?
I think that there's some of that going on, uh-huh. Yeah. I think that primarily it's been fly lining. But,
okay.
You know, it's... Make sure that you've got some sinkers in your tackle
sure.
box, you know, 8 to 16 ounce, depending upon conditions. If it's calm, then 8 ounces will get you down to depth. And if it's windy, then 16 ounces you need to get down to depth.
Yeah. So
rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
Using the rubber band to hold it onto the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, more than
yeah. that. And that just goes, you know, above your connection from fluorocarbon to your mono or spectra or whatever you're
How
using.
Far up?
Well, it's, you know, just however long your fluorocarbon leader is. If it's 6 feet up, then, you know, you don't want that sinker sliding down. So, you know, your connection is going to hold it above your hook.
Gotcha. All right. Tell us about the Searcher. 50 years.
51, yeah.
51 years now. It's been around. Tell us about those of our listeners that may not be familiar for some reason with the Searcher. What's it all about?
Well, it's, you know, 95 feet with 14 cabins. And, you know, most of the time on our shorter trips where the load's 27 people, it's double occupancy. And then we have some of those ultra limited load trips with 14 passengers, so
Jeez.
Everybody gets their own cabin. And
how
so
sweet is that?
That's something that we do. And, you know, the boat it's a wooden planked mahogany hull, so that's the construction. And some people say it's a softer ride. It's not rigid like the metal boats, and so it's a softer ride. But, you know,
I would say
I'm one of those people.
Yeah,
it rides
quieter
fantastic.
Too.
It's you know, when it's choppy, we all roll around. It's
sure.
You know, I mean, there's motion, that's what happens. And so
yeah,
you know, we carry in 350 scoops of bait, and
wow,
we have two great chefs on board that you know, make everything with fresh ingredients and bake fresh bread all the time, which is kind of a bad thing. I guess it's probably...
Depends, it's good and bad, right?
Yeah, it's really, really
yeah.
great what they do. And so good food and, you know... We've
and
got
that's
a core,
all included in the price.
Yeah, and yeah. we've got a core group of crew members that have been on there for a while now. And,
yeah.
you know, Team Searcher, it's all about team and... And we work really, really hard and work really, really well together. And they're good people. They're good guys. And
yeah.
and so we're lucky with that. And then, you know, when you make a reservation, you got Celia and Aaron in the office
yeah.
to start your adventure off, you know, with
yeah.
getting you a cabin and making sure that you have your balance paid and getting all the administrative stuff, you know, your passport and your passport information so that if we're going into Mexican waters and we need a visa, then you have the correct documentation. And that's one thing. If you haven't looked at your passport in the last month, then you need to dig it out of your drawer or out of your safe or something like that, because we're losing customers because, A, their passport is expired and they didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's just this lead time to get passports. They charge you for an expedited process, but which should be 8 weeks, but 8 weeks is turning into 18 weeks,
yeah.
And so passports are an issue.
So look at your passport.
Yeah.
Check the date. Get at least 6 months on your passport, because some countries won't even let you in.
Right.
Now, Mexico's an exception. Canada's an exception, but most countries other than that won't even let you into the country if you don't have at least 6 months left before your expiration date.
Yeah, so Celia and Aaron are just, they're on the ropes in the office gathering all this information. But, you know, it makes it seamless for you when you get to the dock and you check in. All that stuff is taken care of, and you can just get on the boat and go fishing. So, you know, they're part of our team. And, Celia, she's working on close to 30 years in the office now.
Wow.
And so she's got all the right answers and knows all the ins and outs of making a reservation and, you know, deposits and payment plans and all that sort of stuff that we have going on in there. And so they're a huge part, because they get us off and running with, all the right paperwork.
Now, you run the boat quite a bit, but we got to throw out some kudos to your captain, Mike, because Mike has just been getting them this year.
And to be honest, I haven't ran the boat that much this year. You know, this is my 39th year.
Wow.
And so I'm trying to step back a little bit and stay home a little bit more and work a little less. And although I'm finding plenty of stuff to do with supplying the boat and helping out wherever Celia needs help. And Mike Totter and Armando Marquez are the other two captains that have been running the boat almost exclusively. And, if Mike and Armando are on there on the same trip, then Mike operates the boat during the day and Armando runs it at night. And so you got two qualified captains that are there to make sure that you get that opportunity to catch a fish of a lifetime.
Pretty cool.
Well,
as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher.
Always such a fun show. So much great stuff to cover and so much great fishing going on. Sure to be a great show, and we'd love to have you join us this morning. If you want to give us a call and Let's Talk Hookup, we're ready to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 213-432-1090. Going to be a very busy morning. Lots of great info coming your way, lots of great phone calls, catch reports, and more. And we are giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win $100 in Searcher Bucks, which is a very cool thing. And maybe, Art, you could give us the rundown on exactly what that means. What's somebody going to get when they receive their $100 in Searcher Bucks?
Well, it's basically a gift card, Celia came up with the name for Searcher Bucks, so you could put it towards your trip. You could put it towards your galley tab. You can, if you're buying merchandise on the boat or tackle on the boat or something like that, you can use Searcher Bucks.
That's
so
cool.
It's just
so anything Searcher, it's just like
anything
cash.
Anything Searcher, yep.
Yeah. Just like cash. So somebody's going to get $100
cool
in Searcher
dude.
Bucks. That's pretty cool. So you put a deposit on a trip.
Sure.
Pay your galley tab.
Yeah, it's basically it's a gift card, but, Celia's always got her wheels spinning on how to market, and
she's
so
awesome.
They're Searcher Bucks.
Yeah, and that's something that if somebody wants to give a gift, like, you know, holidays are coming before we know
absolutely,
it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You want to give somebody a great gift, Searcher Bucks. So when you buy Searcher Bucks and you're going to give it as a gift, does it come as a certificate?
Good question. I think so. Yeah, I would imagine it does. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But so you could actually have a certificate that you could give to somebody. One of your fishing buddies or somebody you know that fishes.
Absolutely.
Buy Searcher Bucks and give it right to them as a gift. Birthday gift.
I like it. As you can hear, we got a great show coming. There's so much great info. Obviously, a great prize for one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get through, 213 832-1090. And don't forget about the text the show option, hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. The only way you can access the text the show is via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, super easy to get. Just fire up the search area on your phone, search for the Let's Talk Hookup app in the App Store or the Google Play Store, and you'll find the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy way to listen, and you can text your questions to the show, and we'll read them off to Art here today. We've got a great show coming for you. Lots of great fishing information and a whole lot of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is the Let's Talk Hookup show on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing. Phones are already packing up. If you want to get through, this is your shot. 213-432-1090. Your chance to talk to Art. Get in on all this great fishing going on. It's going to be a great show, man.
Yeah, no question about it. And Captain Art, so you're on the boat tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yeah, the boat gets in tomorrow. We have a night in. And
okay.
Then,
giving the guys a day off.
Sort of. You know, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
There's always something happening. Yeah, so our final two shorter trips of the season, we have a 3-day charter and a 2-day charter, and then we're going into our six, seven, and eight-day schedule. So that's exciting. Looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to getting back out on the boat here this next week.
I'll bet. You going to kind of do a little something different, or are you going to kind of do that same thing, go big fish fishing?
I'm following Mike's lead, so he's hopefully going to point me in
the
right direction. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice that there seems to be some options that are developing right now. Obviously, hard to not take advantage of that big fish, but with the yellowfin, the influx of yellowfin in a completely different area, it's always nice that there's biting fish in different areas and different options to get to pursue.
Yeah, we found out about that yesterday, and it sounds like pretty decent fishing on yellowfin tuna, and, we'll see if it's sustained. Hopefully it's something that can we can access, in fact, maybe Tuesday afternoon. It's close enough that we might be able to get a shot. We'll see what happens with that. And we'll get this little wind event going on right now for just a couple of days, and then it goes calm again Tuesday, or Monday, actually. So
Monday afternoon, yeah. It's just kind of a one-day deal.
Yeah. So
there was a big storm up north, I guess, so that's what's maybe causing
the little,
tail end of that.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. So, yeah, there's options. There's a chance for a quality yellowtail on Tanner Bank there, and so fishing the anchor is an option. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to going.
That's cool. Well, you had mentioned your seven-day trips. I think it's a great way to start us off with our first text message. It was from Jim from Thousand Palms, and he said, what's the searcher's MO for the seven-day trips in October, especially the one I'm eyeballing, which is a ridge trip, or which potentially is a ridge trip in early November?
Well, that's a great question. A seven-day trip to the ridge early November can be, you know, prime wahoo fishing, you know, that late October, the last 2 weeks in October and first week in November traditionally has been some pretty good wahoo fishing. That wahoo gets in on the ridge and settles in, and so there's an opportunity for that. And right now, currently on the ridge, there's great yellowfin tuna fishing, you know, 15 to 40-pound fish, and lots of them. So that's something that we look forward to. And you know, a ridge trip, there's variety. There's a chance to catch yellowtail, yellowfin tuna. Generally, the water's warmer, so there's a chance for dorado and wahoo. And then, you know, I saw from the XL the other day, they had a few pargo. So, you know, it's just kind of a mixed bag trip. You know, it's a great opportunity. There's some travel time involved on a 7 or an 8 day trip. You got to, you know, it's 480 miles to the ridge, so you got a couple days of travel time involved there. But usually, when you get there, you're rewarded with some pretty good fishing.
It's things so cool too is you can just be doing, you know, if you have 3 or 4 or 5 days or whatever fishing time on the ridge. Everyone could be spent doing something totally different. You might be fishing on the bottom and catching a 100-pound grouper. You might be fishing, one day and catching wide-open school-sized tuna on lures and poppers, and the next day you might be catching big tuna. And everything that we catch is available down there at that time of year. That's the funnest trip.
And
they are.
And a lot of these trips are the ultra-limited load trips, too.
Yeah, 14
passengers. You get your own
cabin,
14 passengers. Mm-hmm. What a great opportunity. What a great idea. And that's been a huge success for you, right?
It has, yeah. Yeah, and we have more limited load trips. Not 14 passengers, but just limited load trips in general in next year's schedule.
Was that Celia's idea?
Actually, no, it was mine.
Oh, it's your idea. Okay, all right. We'll give you some credit then. All right. Cool. Well, if you want to get through, talk to Captain Mark, 213-432-1090. You get a chance to win $100 in searcher bucks.
Pretty sweet. Let's jump into the phones and start with Bob. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Art.
Bob.
Pretty excited for the November 8th through 16th trip I won from you. So, been getting tons and tons of gear together, and I feel like I have too much, I think. But is there like a limit on the amount of rods and reels that you can bring and gear that you can bring along?
There isn't, and you will find that, you know, everybody brings the kitchen sink, all everything that they own. And so you can pare down on that, and you can do that by possibly, you know, looking at fish counts from previous trips and call the office, and then there could be a way to pare down on that. And you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no sense bringing a bunch of lures that you're not going to use. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be caught without something, but generally, if you are caught without something, then we have it on board, so you can buy it as you need it. And you know, we're trying to encourage that. It's one of those things where, you know, if two passengers fill up one cart of gear on an 8 day trip, then, you know, there's 20 other people that have to bring gear too, and you know, the boat's only 90 feet long, and there's only so much
95
space.
95 feet long.
95 feet long. Yeah, and so it gets to the point where you know, the last couple people that get on the boat, there isn't a spot for their tackle box and there's no spot for their rod. So we're trying to come up with a way to pare down and just be a little bit more focused on what you're going to catch rather than bringing everything. And
yeah. And really, I mean, you can get away with eight rods. I mean, that pretty much is the kitchen sink there at eight, right?
Yeah, and then you can get away with six.
Six,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you need
and you can
heavy...
change top shots, right? And,
absolutely.
And really double up on
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you could easily do a ridge strip with six
yeah.
rods, and you can only hold one at a time.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah,
you know, you can have a light outfit and, you know, 25-pound test if you're catching small tuna, and then, you know, a 40- to 60-pound outfit for heavier fly line sardine for wahoo
yeah.
fishing. You know, a wire leader and a live sardine and 40 pound is a great way to catch a wahoo. It's a lot of fun, and there's plenty of strength in 40 pound test, and then you need a 50 or 60 pound outfit for a wahoo bomb or a fishing yellows with a yo-yo lure. So that's three outfits. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to bring your own trolling outfit, you could do that with a Marauder on it, and then you have another heavy outfit for fishing the bottom. So that's five outfits right there.
Yeah.
So you could get away with that. You can change your top shot regularly, and so you don't have to bring the kitchen sink. So it would be, I would advise, you know, check out what, you know, you're probably following along and looking at our reports, and you can see what we're catching, and so that'll give you a clue as to what to bring and what not to bring.
All right. Bob, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. You want to get through, talk to Captain Arp, have a chance to win $100 in Searcher Bucks. There you go.
You got it. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on down south, going to our favorite place, and that's Rancho Leonero. John Ireland's on the line this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Pete. Hi, Art. How's everything
morning,
going, guys?
We're doing great buddy.
Well, quite a week. You know, a lot of rain with Olaf, right? We had Olaf really rolling Thursday and Friday and really opened up the washes and dumped a lot of water, a lot of debris right out in front. It cooled the water a bunch. It knocked it down, actually. We were metering 89 degree water, and it dumped it down a good 10 degrees down to 79. We're back up to 84 now, and the water's clearing. It really slowed the fishing first part of the week. The bottom is always our go-to. The bottom fishing remained good, but the pelagics and everything outside, a slow start for us. And as the week progressed and the water cleaned, and we really started to get back to our normal fishing. These last couple of days have been really, really back to the good normal fishing we expect this time of year. Loads of striped marlin, around as usual. They just weren't around for the first couple of days of the week, but they're back, and they're back in force. Lots of boats releasing multiple fish. Right out in front, you know, no more than 4 miles off the beach from the front of the hotel all the way down to Frehley's. And quite a few around now. The stripers are back and forth in force. We had yellowfin, you know, nobody's been really wandering outside looking for the schooling fish. They've been picking up nice yellowfin to 50, 60 pounds, and then maybe one or two per boat. Drip fishing sardine along the Rincon, along the park boundary there, usual stuff, mixed with loads and loads of skipjack. My gosh, there's a lot of skippies around. So probably catching five or six skipjack for every yellowfin you pick up. But you're pulling on fish all day as well. A few Dorado mixed in with the bunch. You know, hasn't been a great Dorado year for us. We picked up a couple nice bulls on boats that are trolling for the marlin on the marlin lures. The rest of them are smaller fish, you know, between 10 and 15 pounds. And there's some around, but not like we like, not as many Dorado. Rooster fish, because of the still pretty dirty water right inside, we haven't had much of a rooster fish bite either. But bottom has been great. Big Pargo, you know, 10, 15-pound pargo are common, and they're picking up a few that are 20, 25-pounders, and lots of pompano. Gosh, a lot of gaff-tail and African pompano. I mean, literally limits, gobs of them. And they're nice fish, too, you know, up to about 10, 12 pounds, just the right size. You get good steaks off them. And let's see, what a lot of triggerfish and everything. But the bottom has really, really been our go-to all week, you know. It's producing limits for everybody. We picked up a couple nice amberjack, you know, 30 to 45 pounders, all on sardine. And also they're chunking up the skipjack and dropping that to the bottom. And that seems to really work for the amberjack. And also the bigger pargo, the bigger the bait, the bigger the fish they're catching. So it's a pickup week, you guys. But definitely last couple of days have been good, and we expect everything back to normal next week.
Man, if that's the report for a lesser than perfect fishing, we'll take that just fine, man. That sounds great to me, John. Lots of variety, certainly lots of fish. Like you said, that might maybe that's not your primest of prime reports, but that sure sounds good to me. I can tell you if I was at Rancho Lanero all week last week and enjoying that kind of fishing, I'd be a happy guy.
Be just fine.
Yeah,
for
you
sure.
Know, everybody's catching fish and pulling out fish. It's great. You know, something about the ranch in the East Cape is we really have the option to go to the bottom. Around the other side, you really don't. And it's just so consistent, you know. It just amazes me. People always catch fish. There's a couple of real hot spots. There's one, you know, Punta Colorado is real shallow, the old Punta Colorado Hotel. It's real shallow, about a mile and a half off, and then it just really drops off. And that's been a big producer for the bottom. That and the Lighthouse, of course, and Rincon, too. Hey, I might mention also that there was a fire yesterday at Old Rancho Buena Vista, and it burned down the dining room and the kitchen. They were lucky they managed, because of the rain and the plop was a little bit wet, they managed to save the rest of the hotel. But they had quite a fire. It burned the bar and the restaurant and the old offices there,
wow,
right by the swimming pool.
That's crazy. Wow. Well, glad everybody's okay. And, you know, kind of a classic old place there for sure. But, hey,
it's the old Queen of the East Cape. You know, it's kind of sad to see. But they did get lucky, you know, because they didn't lose any of the rooms. They just lost the restaurant dining room area in the front.
Yeah, right there on the ocean front there. A beautiful, beautiful spot.
Right,
well, speaking of a beautiful spot with classic architecture, Rancho Lanero, if you want to get down there, how do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholanero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, John, for helping Armando out.
Yeah, that's right. Armando's going to go down and visit Rancho Lanero.
Yeah, in October. Thank you very much, John.
All right.
No problem, Art. I look forward to meeting him.
All
right. Thank you, amigo. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks, John.
See you, John.
Talk to you soon. Hey, Art, there was an incident on the searcher yesterday morning that I just find to be one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard in my fishing life.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's been hard to get him to tell it, but I want you to tell it just because it's such an amazing story. Go give it to us.
Well, the searcher was drifting out there in the Tanner Bank area, and he had multiple big bluefin tuna hooked. They landed some fish over 200 pounds.
Wow.
And a private boat got within a couple hundred feet. Upwind of the searcher and sent their flat falls down and snagged one of our lines that had a big bluefin tuna on. And, you know, Mike was on the PA and I'm on channel 16 trying to get the guy to slack off so that we could land the fish that we hooked.
Right.
And basically was ignored, and they wound our line up with a 200-pound bluefin tuna on it, gaffed the bluefin tuna and cut the leader and put the 200-pound bluefin tuna on the boat and then ran off at 20 knots and never responded to Channel 16 or the PA or anything like that and kept the lure.
That's the wildest thing.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the name of the boat?
It's called Affliction.
Affliction. All right.
Just think about how close you need to be in the dark, right? I mean,
in the dark.
In the dark to a sport boat to snag a fish on the line.
That's up. It's already up and down, right? It's been on.
Well, I don't know the exact.
Where
obviously it wasn't straight up and down because they would have to be way, way too close. But they were still close enough. Too close,
yeah. That's just an amazing story.
I can't even.
Just when you think you've seen it all.
Is that a first?
It's a first for me. We've had boats get close.
What is this boat Affliction
before,
thinking?
And, you know, okay, we snagged your line, so we're going in free spool, catch our fish, and
absolutely.
Then get our line off, or the other way around. The other person, you know, slacks off, and we get the fish,
right.
And give them their lure back or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can things happen? Do things happen? Sure. But
yeah.
But
that's pretty
like
next
was,
level. That's
yeah.
pretty next level.
Yeah. But to gaff, to pull it up, gaff the fish, then cut the line with the lure of the fish that's in the fish's mouth, and then take off with the lure and the fish.
Yeah, then haul ass, like, I'm out of here.
A 200-pounder.
Yeah, a 200-pounder.
I'm sorry, but
that's
pretty
low.
Not cool.
That's pretty low. It's pretty low.
Yeah, you know, we're out there, we're trying to make a living, and, you know, I mean, it's a pretty big ocean, and with the sign of fish out there, there's plenty of schools of fish that you don't need to be that close.
You don't need to steal a fish. Yeah.
That is just crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
It's like a Ripley's Believe It or Not, right?
Well, as you can hear, we got a ton of great show coming your way. Lots more information. We're also going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more great info with Captain Art. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having lots of fun, man. This is going down. Great show.
Yeah, perfect timing for some pretty spectacular fishing going on here in Southern California. Hey, I want to mention that the CCA has the Charter Challenge trip next month in October 10th, and there's a few spots left on the Mustang at a Fisherman's Landing to go be a part of the Charter Challenge. Leaves October 10th. It's a day-and-a-half trip. Leaves October 10th at 8 p.m. and comes back 7 a.m. on October 12th. It's $475, includes the meals. So if you want to go, they're going to have great raffles and everything. Check the CCA website, ccacalifornia.org, or give a call to Fisherman's Landing, and they'll set you up on that Charter Challenge trip.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our catch report today, sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers Live Bait gift certificates, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and most importantly, the best prices on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Very easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer. And for a limited time, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right, 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline. Super easy to find at the Sports Arena in San Diego, right in between the Mission Bay and San Diego Bay launch ramps at Dana Landing and Shelter Island. Just a great, great spot in that Summit Gasoline. With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report. Heading on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Great.
Great. How's the fishing?
Good. Good, good. Hey, you know, we have another week under our belts, and we had some good opportunities, like, across the board this week. So it was a pretty decent week. You know, half-day fishing, we did see an uptick in the action this week. We had some real nice live anchovy for bait. You know, that was very important component to our week. For sure, that helped us out. And our water temp, 68 to 70 degrees along the coast here. So that certainly helped, too. And, you know, fly line baits caught fish best. For sure this week, you know, it's hard to beat a fly line anchovy along the edge of the kelp or on a small sinker. And the guys that were fishing the bottom on the torpedo sinkers had some good bass, sheephead, and sculpin for their efforts there along in that half-day zone. Three-quarter-day fishing for us has been a mix of deep water and bass fishing. So out in that cod area, we had some good days for sure. 40 to 50 fathoms is kind of what we've been fishing. So 8 to 10 ounces of weight has been pretty important. We had a bit of downhill current this week, kind of at the beginning of the week, that made things a little tricky. So nice mixed bags, the bottom fish fillets by the end of the day for sure for the ones that kind of stuck it out and fish hard. Some nice shots on the drift for sure. The reds we caught primarily on the drift, and then on the when the current was a little tricky for the drift or whatever, you know, we got on the anchor a little bit, and on those anchor stops, the sculpin, whitefish, and some smaller assorted rockfish kind of filled the bags there. A little bass action worked into on those three-quarter day trips, kind of depending on how that cod fishing plays out. So it's been some cod fishing in the morning before any wind or condition might pick up, and then bass in the afternoons along the edge of the kelp. So it's a nice little mix of opportunity there. And then the overnight action at Clemente, same deal, yellowtail, bass. Bonito seems to have picked up a little bit there for Marcus, too, just kind of standard deal over there. The yellowtail fishing has been kind of fluctuating day to day. You know, he only had a couple fish for his last trip over there, but then, you know, another trip earlier in the week, he had some good shots at that 20-something fish. So same grade of fish, that 15 to 25-pound stuff. And then more cow bluefin, too, for the Lexi on the days that he's been able to get out to the banks there. He's had some good shots at that fish for some of his passengers as well. So across the board, a pretty decent week. We're just, you know, fingers crossed that the weather continues to cooperate here a little bit for us, and we'll see what this next week has to throw at us, and we'll work with it. So our number here, if you want to hop on a trip, 949-496-5794. And, of course, make those reservations. You can book online at danawharf.com.
We'll take that, Woolley. Great report. Good fishing to be had. Great to see Lexi still getting in on those big ones. And good bass and local fish biting on the half day and such. So great report. Appreciate that. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. And, yeah, we'll hit you up then. Have a good week. Right.
Thanks, Woolley.
Thanks, Woolley. Appreciate that.
All right, let's continue with our catch report. Head on down to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Jeff Flowers, on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. I hear there was some really good fishing this week down at Cedro's.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, with what happened with John and that storm that came through and Art with the the story with the private boat. Yeah, things are good down at Cedros for sure. We had a great trip last week. The guys were down there. We're fishing mostly surface iron for the yellowtail. And as usual, Cedros produced fish up to 36 pounds, more than you could catch, I guess. Guys down there were hooking and releasing fish in that 30-pound range, let them swim around and fight another day. Calico bass were biting strong, hitting all the surface iron, plastics, that Christmas tree color that Corey makes. We're over the top. Also, the Dorado have moved in, so they're looking for some kelp patties off the beach. And they're seeing a bunch, catching a few, and still haven't seen any of the bigger pelagics. The yellowfin haven't showed up yet, or the wahoo. But halibut are still on the inside for those who want to go and catch them. Seems to be a great year for them this year. But all around, just a great week of fishing down at Cedros.
Awesome, buddy. Well, glad to hear that the ball is still rolling. Sounds like the same great report as last week, man. Love to hear it. Well, if somebody wants to take advantage, I know a couple weeks ago you said there were still a few spots on some of the later season trips. Are there still an opportunity to get in on Cedros sport fishing this year?
Absolutely. Actually, Rosie opened up a partial trip. One of the customers was trying to put together a group and needed some help. So a great time to go. My favorite time to go down there is early October, mid-October, end of October, anytime in October.
Ooh, yeah.
And she's got some spots open, so if you're thinking about it, quit thinking and do it, and give her a call, and you can reach her on her cell phone. And that number is 619-772-7570. And if you're going to try to get through it on the website, which is a great site, go to cedrossportfishing.com. Make sure you're at the right website. And, like I mentioned last week, there are some new imposters down there utilizing our name and trying to plagiarize. So make sure when you do call in, you do talk to Rosie directly. If you're not talking to her, you're talking to the wrong place.
There you go, Jeff. Well, great phone call, great report. Glad to hear the fishing so strong, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a great one, guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. Okay, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Want to remind, well, potentially wrap
potentially.
Up our catch. Yeah, I should not have said wrap up our report,
yeah.
But in the meantime, I want to remind you that catch report sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com for all your surf fishing reports, tackle and more. And hopefully we'll get a little surf report from the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, a little later in the show.
Yeah. Hey, Art, we have a great text, and not really fishing related, but it says, please ask Art if he's hung up his skates or is he still playing hockey? That's Doug in Long Beach.
Still playing. I played Monday and Friday last week. Going to be on the boat next week. I'm headed to Vegas for a tournament at the end of the month.
Tournament?
A hockey tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a stud,
and so,
man.
Everybody has their thing, what they like to do, and mine is play hockey.
You like to play hockey.
You're going to put somebody in the boards thinking about the put somebody in the glass thinking about that 200-pounder that got stolen from the other day?
No, you know, it's supposed to be non-checking, but, there's incidental contact.
Well, it happens every now and again, yeah.
It could happen, yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Right?
You got it. Well, how about before we do that, we wrap up with our catch report and find out what's going on with our surf guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're doing great, buddy. How are you?
Good to hear from you guys. You know, a little uneven fishing. I'm not going to polish the turd here. We got that streaky water, and, you know, what really happened, we're back up to warmer water, but we dropped down into those 60s, and then wham, in the 2 or 3 days on some beaches, we come all the way back up to the 70s. And the fish are still there. They're just a little off right now. And I don't think this thing's over by any stretch. I think we just have to get a little stability and condition. So with that said, another uneven week of fishing. We rebounded from that 61, 63 degree water. Water temps are back up around 70. But like I said, the radical change kind of has an effect. Some good catches were made, but most anglers struggled. Hook, line, sinker reported the best fishing up there has been out west. Refugio, Gaviota, El Capitan, pretty stable conditions. Limits of barred perch, most fish ranging from 1/2 to 1.25 pounds. A few better kickers up to 1.5 pounds. Bloodworms and mussel is working there. With the water temp up and down, the sand crabs have been a little spotty, so it's a good idea to bring a backup bait. A few halibut scattered in and around the harbor there, Santa Barbara Harbor, small swim baits working best. Those northern areas, we're starting to see a few more halibut. Wiley's reported kind of hit and miss fishing there. The best bet were the reef beaches where squid was working well for a mix of calico bass, sand bass, yellowfin, croaker, and a bunch of sargo this week. A 28-inch halibut was taken off Palisades on a Zoom fluke fished on a dart head. Just Fishing reported slower bites, still seeing lots of corbina all along South Bay beaches there. The bright spot was a handful of striped bass taken off Dockweiler over the weekend on cut anchovy. We got a full moon, so always a good time to look for those striped bass when you got those bright moons. The fish were nice, 48-pound test and taking cut anchovy. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported slow bite. Water temp went from 70 to 61 to 70 to 63, and now it's back up at 68, so that's kind of the problem there. Hooking just a few smaller perch. Ketchum Tackle reported dirty water. Slow bite there on the peninsula. 56th Street, one of the guys fished yesterday, had four palm-sized perch. Saw lots of corbina, but the same problem, a little bit off-color. And then finally, the best bet was probably the Army-Navy Academy to Moonlight Beach, a little bit below Oceanside Harbor. Nice 70-degree water, and the guys made good corbina catches there. So hang on to your hat. It's not over yet. It's just one of those things, you know what I mean? So lots of warm water offshore, so we just got to get stable conditions, and we'll get back on those corbina.
Yeah, great.
Sounds good.
Woo. All right, gentlemen.
All right, appreciate that very much, Gundy. Glad to hear back from you, and of course, surf fishing is always there, and Gundy knows how to put you on.
Yeah, sure. Just go west.
Yeah, it's been a good summer overall. You know, you just get your hiccups here. And this has kind of been an odd one this fall. We're all dealing with it. But, you know, you just keep working at it. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, good show, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls if you want to get through. Open line right now at 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.